Californians are accustomed to geological upheavals, but they rarely see the kind of political upheaval that occurred last night. Returns so far indicate 55% of the state's voters threw Democratic Governor Gray Davis out of office. Only 44% said no to the recall. And actor Arnold Schwarzenegger beat Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante by a wide margin to become the next governor of California. NPR's John McChesney was at the Schwarzenegger Los Angeles headquarters in the Century Plaza Hotel last night and filed this report.
After 61 days, Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign ended with the man who hosted its beginning, Tonight Show host Jay Leno. With a show business joke, Leno brought the actor onto the stage for his victory speech.
For the first time in his career, the critics are calling him an actor, ladies and gentlemen. This is a historic night!
Schwarzenegger's speech was notable for being devoid of the action film rhetoric which dominated the campaign. There were no references to trench warfare, no terminations, no hasta la vistas, no references to puke politics and biased media outlets, which made regular appearances in the actors' speeches during the furious final days of the race. In their place were words of conciliation for the defeated governor and words of caution to some rambunctious supporters.
I just received a gracious phone call from Governor Davis. Yes, a very gracious phone call from Governor Davis, who promised me that he would... No. I really appreciated that call because he promised me that he would work hard to make this transition smooth.
And a call for restraint in what many expect to be a bitterly divided state capital as the new governor takes over.
I believe very strongly that a smooth transition is very important for the people of California. And this is why I instructed my transition team to treat their counterparts with the utmost respect.
Schwarzenegger said he would reach across party lines and keep his door open to everyone in the legislature. About the furor over the accusations by 15 women that Schwarzenegger had groped and humiliated them, nothing was said. But the governor-elect thanked his wife, Maria Shriver, who staunchly defended him throughout the campaign.
I know how many votes I got today because of you. Yes.
Schwarzenegger has promised that his first act as governor will be to repeal the tripling of the state's car tax. He said he will limit spending, that he will not cut education, and will bring jobs back to the state. It's a tall order in a deeply divided state that faces an $8 billion deficit next year.
Tomorrow, the hard work will begin.
Schwarzenegger says his economic council has been hard at work and will be able to present a new budget next January. Jim Brulte, Republican leader in the state Senate, says he and Democratic Senate leader John Burton talked yesterday about the transition and says, only partly in jest, that Schwarzenegger's movie career may be an asset in the transition.
Senator Burton is a passionate 1960s liberal from San Francisco. I am a conservative Republican from the Inland Empire. But the one thing we have in common more than anything else is we love movies. And so movie metaphors might be the way to connect.
The recall campaign has divided and diverted California since early spring. Back then, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa began almost single-handedly to finance the recall campaign. He was ecstatic about the outcome.
Do you feel like you spent your money well?
Look, I don't think anyone could invest less than 5 cents a Californian in anything and get as big a return as we're getting here tonight.
Governor Davis was hurt badly by defections amongst union members and Latinos. John Banuelos came here to watch the actor's victory speech because he voted for him.
And this is the first time this has probably ever happened to me at my age. Just finally got tired of hearing the same old, and the same old rhetoric and the same old... lies, in my opinion.
It was to voters like Banuelos that Schwarzenegger addressed his closing remarks, repeating his refrain about his great debt to the Golden State.
California has given me absolutely everything. And today, California has given me the greatest gift of all. You have given me your trust by voting for me. Thank you very much to all the people of California for giving me that great trust.
John McChesney, NPR News, Los Angeles.